We are kicking off today's podcast episode with a giveaway. Who doesn't love getting free stuff, especially when it's free, clean beauty products? Who doesn't want to win that? All you have to do is leave a 5-star rating and review of the show on iTunes or Spotify. Then you'll take a screenshot of your review and send me a DM with it or email me it. You will be entered into the giveaway and I will randomly select one winner. If you have already left a rating review, you can still enter by sending me that screenshot. There's a limited amount of products, so make sure that you get onto this as soon as possible. Good luck! Welcome to Balance Your Life Podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of this show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life Podcast. I am your host, Megan Farrell Gordon. And today I wanted to do a podcast episode on a questionnaire I had posted on my stories the week before about my pregnancy. Like, it was a, did anyone have any pregnancy questions for me type of questionnaire. And I got some really great questions. So, you know, you're only able to post so much in an Instagram story as far as content and written description. So I thought I would make a podcast episode out of it. I got quite a few similar questions, and then I got a couple more that came in after the questionnaire had ended and people were like, oh, can I ask you this? And I was like, yeah, not a problem. So I thought I would just flip it into a podcast episode as well. And that way you have like a lifetime access to it as opposed to a story that disappears after 24 hours. So, let's get into it. The first question I wanted to talk about was, what was your journey like trying to conceive, if you are open to sharing? So, of course, I am open to sharing. And ironically, I came off my birth control pills a little while ago, more for not reasons necessarily related to wanting to conceive, just for health reasons I came off of it. And, you know, for me, I personally wanted to be off of them for a little bit of time before we tried to conceive a baby. I just wanted all the hormones and stuff to be out of my system. I wanted my body to more or less like reset itself after having been on birth control for many, many, many years. So, you know, that was a few years ago. And then probably 2 years into it, you know, Brad and I were doing this whole, like, we're trying, not trying type of mentality where it was like, great if we have a baby. If we don't, that's okay. You know, we'll keep trying. We'll just enjoy the journey. Things were starting to take off for us. So, you know, we were still working at our businesses and all of that stuff. But I was getting to the point of starting to get a little concerned that nothing had happened yet. And I feel like I'm a relatively healthy person. If you ask a doctor, they would say all my blood work is in check. You know, I take my supplements. In hindsight, I maybe would have taken some prenatal supplements, like if we were for sure trying to conceive, just to give my body that extra bit of boost. But it was more like we were trying and then, or not necessarily trying, I would get my period that month and I would be like, oh my God, what is wrong? Like, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do on like my ovulation days and, you know, the peak time throughout the month and like nothing is happening. Do you think we should be concerned? And you know, when family and stuff came out this past summer, I had made it very clear, you know, when Brad and I got married, like we weren't sure what our stance necessarily was on kids. I knew I wanted kids. Brad wasn't 100% sold on it, but I also didn't want to feel rushed into it. So I, you know, very kindly let everybody know, like, please don't more or less like badger us about the whole kid things. If it happens, it happens. But I was starting to feel guilty about the fact that we hadn't had kids, and I didn't want to, because that's not fair. That's not a fair expectation to put onto people. Some people who are married don't even want kids, and even though we did, or I at least very much did, and as time went on, Brad did too, I just felt like it wasn't a fair expectation. So this past summer, though, Brad and I have been together 10 years, and they were kind of like, if you don't want kids, that's fine, but like, do you kind of want kids? Like, is there a thought of it? And I was like, yeah, like, nothing's really happened yet. I don't know if I should be concerned. So I was making an appointment with a naturopathic doctor because they have a little bit more access to run some hormonal testing than our traditional family doctor or walk-in doctor or medical doctor. And I just feel like I had been talking to my friend through voice clips about, the fact that we were really wanting to have a kid and getting a little concerned at this point. Nothing had happened, but we were just not going to put too much pressure on ourselves anymore. We were just going to let things go as they go. If it didn't happen, we'd go to plan B. We were still going to do the things on our end. I was going to have my hormones checked. If all came back okay there, have Brad checked out as well. And I feel like we were just really in a good headspace. We had new people move into the basement, and they're absolutely amazing. They're still here. They're incredible. And so that was a good energy in the house. The last person who was here, it was horrible energy. And Brad and I were stressed all the time about it. So not good energy. We were really enjoying moving and living in Nova Scotia. Before that, we were living with parents, or even when we were renting on our own, it was never an ideal location for us. We were never in love with the house. We were never in love with the location. And here, we love the location. We love being in Nova Scotia. It just felt like such a breath of fresh air. Financially, we were doing well in our business. We were just in a really good, positive headspace and energetic space. And it happened. I still remember seeing that pregnancy test going like, oh my God, it's been 2 years, and it finally happened, and I could get like so emotional thinking about it. it was a long journey, but I think, I truly believe it was just, when we stopped putting so much pressure on ourselves and when we just were open to however it was going to happen. That's where the magic happens. And I know, for people who are really, really trying, that's a hard mindset to come across. But for us, it worked. So, I've been very, very blessed with a relatively easy pregnancy, other than my pregnancy scare. And if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, go back and listen to it, because I talk about my negative blood type there. So that was a scare. But otherwise, like, I've been feeling really good. I've been feeling, no morning sickness. I would say I'm not emotional yet. I just like cried a few seconds ago, but more or less I haven't been very emotional. So yeah, it's been a really, really fun journey. And I just feel like, we're having a summer baby too. Like, for me, I'm like, thank God. Like, I love the summer. I don't want to bundle a baby up in the winter. I would, obviously, people do it all the time, but I just feel like the timing was so perfect for it. So one of the other questions I got that I didn't have a chance to respond to on Instagram stories because it came later, and I usually take Sundays off, and it came in, I think it was like Saturday night after I shut everything down and didn't get a chance to like repost it. So was if I planned to breastfeed the baby. And I totally appreciate this is a really triggering topic for a lot of people. And I just want to be very clear that for me, feeding your baby is the best thing. I am not, it has to be breast, it has to be formula, like, just feed your baby. And, some people can't breastfeed. Some people don't have the opportunity to do it. So, formula is just as, like, you're feeding your baby, just feed the baby. Formula, if that's what you're doing, is the best option as well. Personally, for me, I plan to breastfeed the baby pending all things go right, as much as possible. Like, I want to take like an 80-85% rule with that. I guess rule is like a hard word, but you know what I mean. I would also like to pump so that Brad has the opportunity to feed the baby as well through a bottle with breast milk. And, you know, it was, I didn't want to be so like, I wanted the baby to have some flexibility. I wanted other people to be able to feed the baby. I wanted to, if I was having a bad night or the baby had been up a lot, have Brad feed the baby without me constantly being up and feeding her. So, or her, I said, we're having a boy. I don't know why I said her, feeding him. And even though I want to like have that bonding experience with him through breastfeeding, I still want him to get used to a bottle. I don't want, you know, something to happen and like, you know, I, for whatever reason, I'm stuck somewhere and I can't get to him. I want Brad or, you know, whoever to be able to give him a bottle. And then, you know, I do want him to get a little bit used to formula because I feel like if there's ever a time where I can't pump or I can't breastfeed, he's got to be used to having some other type of food. And, you know, Brad and I run our own businesses a lot. And even though I do plan to take some time off with the baby, formula, I just think it's, you know, I listened to another person on here who is like the CEO of her own business. And this was kind of the stance she took. And I just resonated so much with it. Like being able to give your baby formula so they get used to it. And other people have the opportunity to feed the baby and all of that. You know, I think for me, I was like, I felt like that was a really smart decision on her end. Plus, it gave her some wiggle room to be able to run her business and to, you know, not adhere so strictly to like, I have to be home for the baby at this exact time. Like, what if you get stuck in traffic or something? Like, I don't know. So that is my plan. But not to shame anybody or to like, it has to be this way. I mean, I feel like I'm unique in taking both stances, but, you know, just feed the baby. I think that's the best thing you can do. Have you felt any kicks from the baby lately? So I have, and it's getting more and more pronounced each day. It more feels like at first it felt like flutters. At first I was like, what is happening down there? And they weren't like, there was nothing like really pronounced. It was just like this fluttering feeling I would see every once in a while. Like, I remember showing, somebody asked if they could see my belly, and I lifted my shirt up, and like the three of us right away were like, oh my god, like my belly button like moved up and down. I didn't really feel anything very pronounced, but like it was like a very obvious movement. So I do feel him in there moving around. He tends to sit pretty low. So like, I mean, I feel like sometimes I have my hands like right in my vagina, just trying to feel him out. But I tend to feel him a lot if I'm on the couch and I've been kind of like reclining back a little bit because he sits really low. The other day I had like a prenatal massage and he was just like living his best life in there. He was so active, moving around. Yeah, I can't wait to feel like those really pronounced kicks and stuff. Sometimes he gets the hiccups and I can feel it, and I know they're hiccups over like kicks because they last a little longer and they're very like consistent like hiccup sounds, and like I can feel it like flutters and butterflies in my stomach, and I was told that that was hiccups. So I think that's absolutely adorable. Have you changed any supplements during your pregnancy? Any you added before trying? So like I was saying, in hindsight, if I was like gung-ho, like this is the month or this is the time, we're absolutely 100% doing this, I would have started taking like a prenatal beforehand just to prep the body and everything for that. As soon as I found out I was pregnant, I got prenatal medication right away, or vitamins, I should say, right away. But other than that, I haven't really changed anything too much. I shouldn't say that. I have changed things in my supplement repertoire, I guess. But they're things that I will keep going after the baby because they're not specific to pregnancy. They're just like, they were great things to have during pregnancy. And then I will keep them going afterwards because they're just really great things to have in the body overall. needed some water so desperately, sorry. And so my probiotic, I went to the naturopathic doctor, told her everything I was doing. We went through literally like everything. And then she gave me like recommendations of things to take. So was taking a probiotic before baby boy joined the world. And loved that. She was like very happy about that. So stuck with that. I was also taking vitamin D before baby boy, especially in the wintertime. Like I've been taking vitamin D very consistently in the winter months for the last few years. She loved that. So we stuck with that. Other than that, I started taking my prenatal, which she loves. So I take Ritual prenatal. There was another one I was taking before. I like the Ritual. I'm not going to lie. I like the Ritual a little better. It's a little, they're a little less big. You just take two of them. They have a little bit of a lemony flavor to it. The other ones were like trying to choke down horse tranquilizer. And I'm like, we do whatever we have to do to be healthy here. But when I found this alternative, I was like, this is amazing. And I'm sticking with this. So then the naturopathic doctor wanted me to add in vitamin C. So I have a vitamin C powder. And I was already taking a protein powder, which she was very much loved. The one I take is my Vega, I think it's called. So it's a plant-based protein. Then she put me on magnesium. At first, I was taking the liquid. I've since found like a powder drink and I'm obsessed with it. So I will definitely be taking that after the baby is born as well. And it's magnesium biglycinate. I hope I'm saying that right. There's a few different types of magnesium. And this is like really gentle in the stomach. Sometimes magnesium citrate can upset people's stomach. And this was the one the naturopathic doctor recommended. I also have like greens powder to add if I feel like it's been a week of not eating super healthy and great, which I do a lot of the time, but you know, sometimes we want the fries. It was my birthday this week. I had a birthday cake multiple times. So I add in a scoop of greens if I feel like I need that extra boost. And omega-3s. So these are all things I'm going to continue to take after the baby is born, but she put them on me on it specifically while I was pregnant. The omega is really, really important to take while you're pregnant for so many different reasons. The one I have is, oh my goodness, I think it's called Nutra-C. It has DHA and EPA or EHA. You want to make sure it has both of those different types of omegas in it. And that's it. You know, there was nothing else that I added or took or have taken to swap things out. It might change. Like I know my naturopathic doctor was saying, come closer to the third trimester, I'll do like a raspberry tea, but I'm not doing that now. I also had to cut out herbal teas. I personally cut out coffee. And actually somebody asked me about that, so I'll just like run through that right now. Both my OBGYN and my naturopathic doctor said a little bit of coffee was fine. I, however, decided to cut it out completely from my diet. Personally, I felt just like I just had this like intuition that I needed to cut it out. And I had also once heard a midwife on a podcast say she'd rather a pregnant lady cut out caffeine completely and have maybe one glass of wine a week over drinking coffee daily. She can tell when a baby has been, like when the mom has been pregnant and the baby has been consuming the coffee, right? Because whatever you eat, the baby also consumes as well. They're more jittery. They're more like amped up, especially in ultrasounds. And once the baby is born, the baby has to go through a detox like you would if you were cutting out caffeine. And I was like, oh my God, I never thought of it like that. So cut it out. I gave myself like a ridiculous timeline to like cut it out. Like I found out I was pregnant. I drank it for like a few weeks after that, just like little bits. I didn't drink my full cup. And I was like, okay, by Christmas time, I'll fully like have cut out caffeine. And then 2 days later, I was just like, I'm a very extreme person. So I just like cut it out 2 days later and haven't had it since. That's the one thing that's been really upsetting about pregnancy is like, I really do miss caffeine. Somebody asked, is it harder to move around? I feel like every week I'll be able to say, like, yes, this week's been harder than last week. Mostly, it's been fine. Like, I feel like I've adjusted pretty well. The only things that are, like, really hard to do is, like, if I'm laying on my side on the couch or the bed, trying to get up off of it is, like, a whole thing. I honestly just, like, giggle and laugh. My God, if I'm working out and I have to do, like, I, like, roll down to my side and then, like, roll onto the back to do, like, bridge pose, that is a whole thing. And there's no way, like, for me, I personally just find it so funny because I feel like I'm a floundering fish, like, just, like, constantly rolling to the side, then rolling to the back, and then rolling back to the side, and then pressing myself up. Like, the whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous. And I feel like I look absolutely ridiculous. But, like, what can you do, right? So I'm very much a, like, it's hard for me. Like, you're not supposed to, like, do any sort of, like, crunching motion or, like, ab engagement that way. And, like, I was always the person, like, if I was laying down on the couch, it was, like, just get a little bit of abs in, you know, like, lift yourself up using your core. So that's been, like, a learning opportunity because I always want to do it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to roll to my side and do it. It's a whole thing. So putting winter shoes on has also been kind of a nightmare, which is why I'm so happy we're having a summer baby. Because as my stomach gets bigger, I'm like, I can barely do this as it is. Like, I get fully dressed up when we go on walks. So, like, it's a little harder to bend down to, like, do my shoes. And I'm sure probably in a month time, I'll have to have Brad tie up my shoes. But other than that, it's okay. We're getting to the point of, like, if you have kiddos in the car, maybe pause it now or get them to cover their ears. Sex is kind of interesting because, like, my back's kind of hard. I'm not a huge fan of, like, all fours. Like, the side. Like, that's been kind of an interesting new concept. And, you know, because, like, also I feel like at this time, like, I'm so, like, I'm horny all the time, right? All these hormones going on. So I'm like, I want it. And it's like, man, it's like just trying to figure out how all of this works. And again, I can only imagine as time goes on how much more that fun that'll be. But these are things I feel like people don't talk about. And we need to talk about it because we just do. And I just want to make sure, is that the only thing I really... Yeah, I think that's probably the most awkward thing about moving around right now. You're obviously in great physical condition. On average, how many hours a day do you exercise? So I'm not sure if this person was asking, like, in general, what was I doing, or, like, if this was specific to pregnancy. It really hasn't changed. I will say I've been very due diligent on my fitness journey. I will say sometimes it's a lot easier for me to attempt to talk myself out of it. I don't, but I'm like, I feel like I'm real close sometimes. Whereas before I was pregnant, like, it was like non-negotiable. First thing in the morning, I would get up, do, like, my cold shower, brush my teeth, make the bed, lemon water, but then I would go work out. And it's been a little harder now because you're not supposed to do, like, any sort of intermittent fasting. I still probably do it more than I should. And not by choice. I just feel like I'm not a starving person in the morning. So I have to really force myself to, like, eat after I've done my cold shower and my breath work and stuff. Normally I would, you know, work out and that would buy me an extra hour and a bit. So I want to make sure that I'm eating before I work out so I don't get, like, dizzy or lightheaded or anything. And also it's, you know, you're not supposed to go that long without eating in between things. So definitely easier for me to try to talk myself out of it, but we walk every single day. It's not as far as I usually do in the summertime. Like, in the summertime, I was probably walking, like, 40 minutes more a day. We break it up a little bit more now. Like, we do usually an afternoon walk. It's usually about 15 minutes, and then, or 10 to 15 minutes, and then we do a walk again after dinner. So the same one, 10 to 15 minutes. So, you know, if I was doing 40 minutes to an hour before, I might be doing maybe 20 minutes to half an hour now. I still do a stretch in the morning. I follow my routine of Monday and Friday is weights, Wednesday is Pilates. The rest of the day, it's yoga. I'm not quite always hitting an hour. Now it's usually about, like before I would work out with like 40 minutes, then I would do a 10-minute warm-up, 10-minute cool-down for about an hour. Now it's probably like a 25 to 35-minute workout. Same thing with a warm-up and a cool-down. So it's changed a little bit, but not a lot. And I always like park far in the parking lot and when I'm going to get groceries and stuff. So just we do little things to add up. I know nutrition is a priority for you. Do you have a favorite cheat meal or snack? So I've still been really good about my nutrition. I know some people hear the pregnancy thing and they crave all the sweets. I've always craved sweets. I've just been very disciplined in not consuming sweets so much. Otherwise, I would eat it every single day because I love them. So Fridays and Saturdays are like I'll go out and get like some cookies. Usually have a couple of those. It's my birthday this week, so we've had a birthday cake on repeat for the last two nights. It's been amazing. Other than that, no, I don't really have, like, I just try to eat healthy most of the time. I feel better when I do. So it's not like on Fridays we just eat whatever we want. Like, no, because I eat healthy most of the time, I don't even blink an eyelash if I'm having something like a pizza on whatever, like a Friday or a Tuesday or whatever. Like, you know, if we're going out for lunch and it's a Wednesday and Brian gets a thing of fries, like I'm having some of them or I'm ordering them too. So not really. For me, diets have never really been something I've been passionate about. I just feel like if I eat good most of the time, I feel my best. And so if I splurge and have like a thing of fries or, you know, if it's a celebration, like my birthday was a Thursday, I'd cake on a Thursday. Do I do that every single week? Absolutely not. I'm really strict about having my sweets Fridays and or Saturdays. And I don't overindulge in them. I just have a couple of little things, but that's it. That's really, there's no secret sauce to it. Have you had any unusual food cravings? So I do like, you know how a lot of pregnant people go through like a pickle phase? I love pickles. And when I do have them, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is so delicious. But I wasn't like super dedicated to pickles like some people get. I did go through a pineapple phase where I wanted to have pineapple all the time. It was so good. Then I went through a Granny Apple Smith phase. I'm still in that phase. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the sweetness of it. But those were like my two kind of like weirder food cravings. I didn't have any aversions to anything. You know, I still ate meat, chicken, rice, vegetables, my smoothies and stuff. And, like, I do like pineapple and I do like Granny Smith's. Like, it's not like that was a really unheard of thing for me to consume. I just felt like I was like, I need this every single day. So that was a little bit of a weirder one. And I think I just want to make sure. Oh, I got all of the questions. Oh, somebody asked about my piercing, I guess, and some of my... It's very pronounced with the pregnancy belly. You can see I used to have like a belly button piercing. I had it pierced for like maybe a month. I don't know, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. When I went and had it done, the lady who pierced it was like, just so you know, this is not going to last on you. And I was like, why not? She's like, you have really surface abs. Like your body is going to instantly reject this. And I was like, oh, well, I really wanted it. And I was convinced I could keep it and she would be wrong, but no, like my body instantly started to push it through and it almost like broke through the skin. So I ended up just taking it out. And I also played a lot of soccer at that point. Like I was a goalie and to get hit in the stomach with a belly button ring was an absolute nightmare. And I used to try to like bandage it up and it was just like, there's no point. obviously my body is trying to tell me it doesn't want it. So those were all the questions. I'll do another one of these too, because I always find them so interesting. And I feel like, you know, maybe somebody doesn't want to ask in like a comment on a post, or maybe even through direct messaging. But when I do these questionnaires, I feel like maybe people feel a little bit open about asking things. And as you can tell, I'm an open book with this stuff. So feel free to reach out about anything to do with anything. I mean, it's not have to be related to pregnancy, but don't let that hold you back if you've got a pregnancy related question. So that is it, guys. That was an easy episode, a little bit of a solo episode for you in celebration of my birthday as well. If you haven't already done so, make sure you rate and review the podcast 5 stars. It's how I grow the show. It's how I get amazing guests on the show. It's how I keep the lights on for me, my family, and baby boy. I know it seems like, does that really help you out? It absolutely does. It makes a world of difference, and I wouldn't have any of this without any of you. So if you want me to keep doing this, please just take 2 seconds of your time to rate and review the show 5 stars. Okay, guys, I hope you have an incredible rest of your week, and we will chat soon. If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.